Cristo lives a nós em praise. It should that I see. It should that I see. Sing it out. Say.
Beloved, you are about to listen to a message from Reverend Prince Lai. Reverend Prince Lai is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of rescue.
Marks of a true disciple.
Jesus told us in Matthew 28 verse 19 that we should go and make disciples of all nations. And we explained that a disciple is a follower of Jesus, a student, someone who practices the teachings of Jesus.
Yes.
Then we went on to explain that they are the same people that were nicknamed Christians in Acts chapter 11, 26. They were nicknamed Christians by the
world.
So when you hear a Christian, it's simply a disciple of Jesus. And we also look at the signs that shows that you are a disciple of Jesus, or the marks that shows that you are a true Christian. We were careful to explain that not everybody in church is a real Christian. The fact that you are seated here this morning does not make you a Christian. A Christian is someone who looks like Christ. So you may be in this house, yet you don't look like Jesus. Maybe you don't behave like Jesus. Because a lot of people believe in Jesus, but they are not Christians. The Bible says that even the devil believes in God, yet he is not a saint. So what are the signs that will be able to identify whether we are true believers of Christ? We said number one, they are followers and practitioners of the word of God.
Yes, now one year of who I want to be on your coupon assembly. So now one year the prepare.
Question number two, they have supreme love for Jesus Christ.
Now one at the on your coupon anchors.
Question number three, they have total self denial.
And it also means that want to be power on which
they deny themselves of friends that will take them into the world, of lifestyles, of their interests, of things that. Before they met Christ, excited them. They denied themselves of those things so that they can follow Jesus.
Want me power? Want you? Want man? Can it not? Want you? Your mother? Ask the same Christ to move to me,
because you cannot be in Christ and be enjoying everything in the world.
Want me what Christ to move? Pray. We need to be there. What we are.
You can't be in Christ and still be with your unbeliever friends.
Want me my Christ to move? Now, since no one now for fun, want you Christ on the end until.
You cannot be in Christ and still be. Be working somewhere like a pub, casino, among sinners, and doing all sort of bad things out there.
What do you mean, my Christo? Munam koyetima or pub, any nightclubs, the beer, never ends them for tacosu.
You cannot say you are born again and yet you are sleeping with somebody's husband and yet you have a sugar daddy somewhere.
What do you mean, Gaza, you are going for a brownie or be cool and I wouldn't be for a chip and a.
Are you following what I'm saying?
Put it yourself up in it.
So if you must be a disciple of Christ, you must be ready to deny yourself of certain things.
So being Christian, see any idea? I was not born one day. I was born one cheat. Oh,
the chilled beer and the alcohol, you must deny yourself.
The beer, actually, any alcohol, I was not born one cheat.
The clapping and the excessive party, you must deny yourself.
Party, the prepare any club, no, I was not born one cheat.
Jesus says that whoever will come after me must deny himself of these things.
Now Christian, see, we be ready machine. I was not born one cheat.
Then number four, we said daily carrying of your cross.
Say, I was saying,
that was what we did last week. That Jesus carried his cross, and the cross represents death and suffering. That means that when, and then he says that you also, if you want to be a disciple, if you want to follow him, you must also carry your cross.
They tell
the one seated by you, you must carry your own cross. Tell another person, you have your own cross. Every one of us here, our crosses are different. Because we are all suffering in different ways. Some people are suffering financially, some are suffering maritally, some are different things. It's like we are serving God, yet we have certain problems. Tell the one seated, but it is possible to serve God and still have a problem. It's very, very possible. It's called a cross. Jesus said, carry your cross and follow me. So maybe you may have to suffer certain. Maybe you may be sacked from a job. You became born again. Maybe you have to reject certain unbelievers and then you will be unmarried for many years. You will be single. And you are looking for a husband just because all the guys that come to you, they want to sleep with you. And you are saying no because of Jesus. You will suffer singleness because of Jesus. Are you following what I'm saying? So when you become born again, there are many things you can suffer because of Jesus. It is your own cross. In case you are here and you are suffering because of Jesus, you are not in the wrong religion. Because Jesus suffered, and he says anybody who will follow him will also have a fair share of suffering.
And the Christo understand prayer and also we may obey the Jesus even the chaffer.
But after the suffering is the glory that awaits us in heaven.
Clap
your shoulders together for the
Lord. Number
5, which is this morning, is the fervent love for the brethren. Fervent love.
Or doctor, I want woman, one young Christopher.
Fervent love for the brethren. Love for others is a sign that you are a disciple of Jesus. It's a sign that you are a
Christian.
John chapter 13, verse 35. Open the scriptures. John chapter 13, verse 35. I want us all to read together. Are we all ready? Shall we all read? Everyone should read. Make sure from the back you are reading. One, go. By this, all will know that you are my disciples. If you have love for one another. Take it again. One, go. Oh, I can't hear from the back. One, go. We are celebrating marriage, so it fits. Okay? We are talking about love.
Come on, once.
Now, Jesus says that by this, everybody will know that you are a Christian. If you love your neighbor, if you love your neighbor, if you love one another, so one of the main signs of the true Christian or the true believer is love for the brethren. Demonstrating love for others. Now, Jesus says that this is what distinguishes us from the rest of the world. This is what separates us from the world. Because the world cannot love people. They don't do things for free. In the world, everybody's struggling, everybody's suffering, everybody is having an ambition. People are sacrificing each other. Everybody out there, when they are even doing good, they are doing good to benefit themselves. So Jesus says that this is how you will be different. Please help announce to the one sitting by you, this is how we will be different from the world. If we love each other. Come on. If we love each other. Otherwise, we are just like them.
Yes, I understand.
They don't do anything for free. If they give you money, they must sleep with you. If they try to help you, you must pay them back. They can't do anything, but we are different because we can love one another and we are not like
you.
Clap your two hands for the Lord. Clap your two hands for the Lord. Clap your two hands for the Lord. Jesus commanded his disciples to walk in love towards one another. John 15 verse 12. He said, this is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. It is a commandment from God. It is a commandment from Jesus. That we should love one another. It's a commandment that we here gathered love one another. It's a commandment that you love the people out there. That you care about the people out there. That you help the people out there. Tell the one by you, it's a command. It's a command. Yes, is to love one another. Clap your two hands for them. The early church, they dwell together in the spirit of love and oneness. In the days of Peter, the Christians there, they were detected and recognized by the love that existed. Because they were one. Because love sponsors oneness. When you love someone, you become one with a person. So if we love ourselves in this church, we become one. We support each other. We support one another. We stand by one another. We do things to favor one another. It's a sign of love. And that was what was recognized among the apostles in the early days. Acts chapter 4 verse 32 to 34. Let's all read it. And Acts 4, 32 to 34. I'm reading with you because I want you to know the word of God. Now everybody read this. Look at how their church was in the days of Peter. And let's compare it whether our church is like that. Whether the church in our days is exactly like that.
So I saw in the way I am brave. Anyone else
read this? Read this. One now go. Of those who believed were of one heart and one soul. Neither did anyone say that any of the things he possessed was his own, but they had all things in common. That just said, you'll be able to be on the back. Am I in charge? Go on. And with great power, the apostles gave witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. And great grace was upon them. Because of this, they were very powerful. Love. Because of the love, they were very powerful.
One with two.
Today, the power is going because the love is going.
And then two new questions. So, don't anyone.
The love we have for ourselves as rescue members when we started the church, is it the same love we share? Go on. He said, nor was there any among them who lacked. For all who were possessors of lands, houses, sold them and brought the proceeds of the things that were sold. And what did they do? Read quickly. And laid them at the apostles' feet, and they distributed to each. Clap your two hands for them.
Okay, sir, no more
say, this is the church Jesus left. This is the church. Tell the one by you, this is the church Jesus left. It is the church where what you have belongs to all of us. It is the church where you can sell your car and and bring the money so that everybody can eat. There's a church where you sell your land and you bring the money so that people in the church can go to school. Can you recognize that church around lately? Tell the one by you, something has changed. How many churches members, not saying of members, you, have you ever sold your property to bring the money so the pastor will really take care of somebody else in the church?
What don't we be discovered so for some form of as a phone down now? From master from
that. And if you have done, ask the one by you, have you ever tried that?
Please, I don't tell you, why you be down now?
You sold your mobile phone, you brought the money, say, oh, a junk up one was a phone, and you have shovel. Have you ever tried that before? Yeah. That is why the things they used to do, we cannot do it again. But the apostles, they didn't have money of their own. It is what the people brought that they shared. So if the people are not bringing it,
then before that farmer, I want to be checked.
So if you say that, I'm sorry, Mwanipa, ask yourself whether you have brought it and the church didn't help.
So I
guess what I'm saying. At least by the grace of God. Even though a lot of us are not bringing our properties or something for it to be sold to be given to others, we are managing the small tithe and offering, and we are helping people in the church. Clap your two hands
for me.
And that one too, some people say you should stop giving it.
And also, before we see a timer.
Amen. Now, that is an expression of love. We have people here who have been helped. There are people who have completed school now. It is the church members in the church who took care of them, not their mother.
They were from a real school. I know one of them.
They are graduates now that I know. There are people who have completed trade and are now having profession from this rescue church because the church supported them. There are people who are currently in school because church members and the church is what is paid.
There were one of them who school and for members nipi. And that's what I say.
This is one of the few churches that when you have a problem, in fact, if you tell the church, you see that one or two people try to help you.
Amen.
Amen. And it is a sign of what love. That is how the church shows love. Clap your two hands together. Amen. So we can do more if we all get involved. Yeah, we can tell the one by we can do more for others. If you feel that you have not gotten some, it is because more has not come. When more comes, everybody will also get
some.
So in the early church, you could see love in display. I pray that may love be seen at work amongst us.
Amen.
Oh, I said may love be seen at work amongst us.
Amen.
Last week, I think I heard that something happened at Olebu. One of our members got arrested. At Olebu. The pastor told me, and the pastor had to go to the police station.
And I was also from the choir police station.
Go to the police station to go and fight and save the member. They will surely pay some money. The member's family never came there.
Member,
the church. Say the church. Say the church.
As a phono.
Me as a pastor, I have done that from classroom. I have gone for lawyers to fight for people in court. I have paid for lawyers to fight for church.
Here are my lawyers.
I have gone to police station and called people and captured money, hundreds of Ghana cedis, thousands of cedis, 200 million, whatever, and paid money for church members to come out. If somebody tells you that the rescue church, they don't have people, tell him that it's a liar.
So be careful and say, rescue us for one and don't go for a catch and saw your trouble.
Because it's not everything we can say. Because we don't say it, you go and spread things that you want.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Day by day, you see us running up and down. But what I'm saying is that it will be more if you also join. If you two, we call you and we say that, oh, sister, see me see back at hospital. We bet him up. Then can we swap for a credit from shop? Now they are back. Then can you bet him show be our safu? You clap your two hands. Because I just have some few people that I can call. Just some few people that I can call when there's a crisis on any member. But it is high time we start loving one another. Did you hear what I said? It is high time. Tell the one by you, it is time for us to love each other. It's time for us. It's a sign that we are Christians. By this, people will know that
we are Christians.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Clap your two hands for them. Bible tells us in Matthew 5:17. He said, do not think that I came to destroy the law or the prophets, but I did not come to destroy, but to fulfill the law. So Jesus came to fulfill the law of God through the demonstration of love. And that is why we also can fulfill the law of Moses through loving one another. Romans 13:8 says that owe no one anything except loving one another. Don't owe anybody anything. The only thing you owe your brother is love. Hello, tell the one by you, I owe you love. Tell him, I owe you love. In other words, I have to love you. I owe you love. That's what the Bible says. Owe no man anything except to love one another. As I'm standing here, I owe you love. I have to be good to you. I have to show you love. I have to be good to you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You have to be good to that brother. You have to be good to that sister. You have to be good to that member of in the church. Pastor Paul, you have to be good to your wife. You have to be good to him. That's love. Amen. Jesus in Romans 4 says, owe no one anything except to love one another. For he who loves another has fulfilled the. He who loves another has done what? So if you want to fulfill the laws of Moses, there's only one law Jesus gave you. If you hear people say the Old Testament is gone, the Old Testament is past, and now Jesus brought us a New Testament. What was the new law Jesus brought us? For he who loves another has fulfilled the law. He who loves another has fulfilled the law. Go to the next verse, verse 9. Why has he fulfilled the law? Verse 9. Everybody read it. I want to read with you. Everyone. One, go. For the commandment, he's talking about the Ten Commandments. For the commandment, you shall not commit adultery. You shall not murder. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. Do you remember these laws? They were given by who? Moses. God gave it through Moses. He said, for all these laws, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false, you shall not covet, and if there is any other commandment, are all summed up in this saying, namely, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Period. Clap your two hands. That's all. That's all.
I don't know.
So the reason why Christians don't live by Ten Commandments is because we are living by a higher law. And the higher law is the law of love. And go to the next verse. If you are loving your neighbor, look at what you are done. Love does no harm. Love does no harm to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. If I love you, will I steal from you? If you love me, will you kill me? If you love me, will you bear false witness against me? If I love you, will I hurt you? So I don't need that shall not matter. I don't need that shall not steal. I don't need that shall not commit fornication. I don't need all those things. If only I can love you, I will not do all those things. Clap your two hands for them. So everything is about loving one another. That's all. That's why we don't live by the Ten Commandments, because we are living by the summation of the Ten Commandments, which is the and that is what Apostle James referred to as the royal law.
James actually is a royal law.
That means the kingly law, or the highest law. James 2 verse 8.
James
that if you really fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, you shall love your neighbor as yourself, then you are doing well. So James calls it the royal law. Not the Ten Commandments. That's what we need the royal law. That is to love one another. And this morning I'm charging everyone here that you owe your neighbors love. You owe your wife love. You owe your brother's love. You owe your sister's love. You owe members of this church love. We owe one another love. Clap your two hands together for them. We owe one another love. We owe one another love. And we must love one another. It is the greatest and the most important law of God. Apostle Paul says the subject of brotherly love cannot be overemphasized. We cannot talk about it too much. It's like we are talking about it too much. 1 Thessalonians 4:9. He said, but concerning brotherly love, you have no need that I should write to you. Said, for you yourselves have been taught by God to love one another. And indeed, you do so towards all the brethren who are in Macedonia. But we urge you that you increase more and more. Increase more and more. Now, to those of you who have been loving people in this church, who have been helping people in this church, who have been supporting people in this church, Paul says that increase more and more. Don't complain. Don't complain that people are calling you, asking you for money. Don't complain that people are disturbing you with their needs. He said that increase more and more. As far as you have it, just be a blessing. As long as you have something, just be a blessing to people. It is the royal law. Is to love ourselves even more. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
So if you are here and you are not loving anybody, you are not helping anybody, you have never assisted anybody, whether at home or among the church, you are missing the greatest law. Because of you, someone should go to school. Because of you, someone should be able to feed his children. Because of you, someone should have a profession. Because of you, someone should be able to say, thank you, God. Help someone to get a job. Connect someone to get a profession. Help someone to even find a wife or a husband. Assist someone to get a place to lay their heads. Maybe you have the connection. Maybe you have a room to yourself. And your brother is sleeping outside. What kind of love is that? From today, increase more and more. I said increase more and more. See an amen. Increase more
amen.
And more.
Amen.
And clap your two hands together. Why must we have fervent love? One, because love is of God. Love is from God. God himself is love. 1 John 4 verse 7 and 8. He said, let us love one another. For love is of God. If you love someone, you are walking like God.
You are
behaving like God. If you are not walking in love, you are different from God. Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. So love is of God. And God is love. So if you say you are a Christian, if you say you want to know Jesus, if you say you want to be godly, then you must learn to love people. Love that blind man by the roadside. Love the people in your house. Love your mother, even though she didn't take care of you. Love your father, even though your father did not take care of you. Love your family members, even though they are always disturbing you with calls. Love people. It is of God. Clap your two hands together. Love is of God. Number two. Love unites us together. Why must we love? Because love is the only reason why we will stay together. Without love, we cannot stay together. Trust me, Pastor Cole and the lady. Elder Lydia.
Yeah, Pastor Cole.
The only reason why you'll be able to stay together is love. And we are not talking about feelings.
And your feelings
are something. We are talking about the love of God. The love you have for your neighbor. That's the only reason why you will care for her. That's the only reason why you will care for him. The feelings will disappear. But love fails not. The feelings will change. Like what the man of God said yesterday. The passion stage will pass. But love does not pass. If you love her, it will not pass. It's not feelings.
And your feelings.
It is the love of God. May God give you more. May God give you more.
1
Peter chapter 4, verse 8. The Bible says, above all things, have fervent love for one another. Above everything, have love for one another. Above everything, love for one another. For love will cover multitude of sins. Tell the one seated by you, love me and cover me. Come on, I'm preaching with you. Tell him, love me and cover me. Love me and cover me.
Amen.
Because the Bible says that where there is love, multitude of sins are covered.
If you don't want them, you crap on this one.
That is why we cannot stay together if we don't love each other. You will stop this church if you don't love people. The reason is because love will make you cover the sins people have done against you. Now hear me, wherever human beings are, sin will be there. Wherever human beings are, offense will be there. Jesus himself told us that offenses will come. I think Luke 17, 1 or so. Offenses will come.
Oh, be for more.
Oh, yeah, then somebody will wrong you.
Be for more.
Hello?
Hi.
No matter what you do, someone will wrong you. And found
it, you'll be here. Oh, be for
more. They will like walk on your toes.
Oh, that's not it. Oh, don't do it.
They will like separate yourself.
Oh, but now, baby. Then you'll be in Gaza. Oh, be for
more. No matter what you do, someone will wrong you.
And found it, you'll be here. Oh, be for more.
Because human beings, we are fallible.
That's a any brain quality, but we are here.
We can sin.
Put my money.
To err is human.
Nippon air money.
True or not true?
And you're not there.
So in the church also, to err is human.
There's a full moon society.
Tell the one by you, I'm a human being.
Catch your daughter, you say, maybe you nipper.
I'm just a human being.
You nipper.
That is why I will wrong you.
I don't think I'm a fool.
Now everybody, watch me, watch me.
We be answering yourself for penny.
Do I have wings? Behind me. Can you see wings? So I'm not an angel. Tell the one by you, Pastor Christ is not an angel. I'm a human being. That means to err is pastor. To err is pastor, friends. I can make a mistake. I can talk to you anyhow.
Without,
I don't even know that I've wronged you. I can do something you don't like. I am not a perfect person. So if you are in this church, pastor can also offend you. All the pastors can offend you. Ashes can offend you.
Ashes.
If some of you, as you are sitting down, you are angry because an usher says, sit here. I like here. The usher says, sit here. So as you are here, you bore off. Already you are angry. So air is the usher. People will offend you. Okay. People will offend you. Jesus said it.
Christo kind.
Said offenses will come. That's your sweet boyfriend. That's your sweet beloved. You offend him. You see how you are looking very nice. You are now about to offend each other. The time that this one is staying in his house, that one is staying in her house. That one, you didn't see anything. You are now going to be in the same group together.
Remember what time back?
If you don't take care, you fight over Pep student.
Yeah,
if you don't take care, Pep student. Because somebody will press the Pep student from the top. Somebody will say, they don't press from the top, press from the bottom. Yeah. You'll start fighting over towel. Because you look at the way the guy is using the towel, say, towel, wait, I'm going to teach you. You start fighting over towel. Somebody who just finished bathing and leave the towel on the bed. And somebody who says, why have you left the towel on the bed? You like that? Maybe I'll wait, I'll source a goa. That one alone can bring fight. Can I go to Jari and Numeri? Can bring fight. See, I'm over counseling. I'm going to say, why not pay Numeri Jari? Now, why not pay Numeri Jari? Because it can bring fight. To offend each other. But love covers multitude of sins. So if you love me as your pastor, when I offend you, you allow that love to cover it. So that you don't run away and leave me. If I love you and you offend me, I will allow that love to cover. So that when I see you, I don't frown my face. I don't throw you out of the church. Love covers multitude of sins. If you love your neighbor, he will offend you, but you will forgive him.
You
will cover his sins. You not go and tell people what he has done. Have you heard what Prakwesi has done? Hey, what in your Naomi are you? If we love ourselves, then we will not gossip against
them.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So tell the one, but you love me.
Can I tell you, Tommy.
So that you can cover me.
So that we are waiting to cut down from Swaso.
Tommy said, "The very human danger over cover." So that you not sell me, un Tommy Mama town for. What's in here, Pastor Prince? Aye. Me kaka hume jiru. Let me love you so that I can cover you. Maybe you don't know me, but you can ask Pastor Cole or Pastor, those who are close to me. I really love my members.
Tell me members, Papa.
I really love the church members. I love them like my own flesh and blood. If you see me going up and down because of a church member, you'll be shocked. You wonder whether I really know the person from Sunday. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because we must love one another. Clap your two hands for the Lord. Are you learning something? Wave your hands and say, thank you, Jesus. So love is the only reason why we can continue together, okay? The next 10 years, may we still be church members. May we still be
members.
It's only possible because of love. Because trouble will come.
However,
something will happen. In the the choir, something will happen. Among the ashes, something will happen. In your house, something will happen. And the only reason why we still continue to be where we are is because of love. To be there for one another. To cover one another. To forgive one another. It's a bond of unity. It will unite us together. Clap your two hands for the Lord. Are you excited about that? Oh, are you excited about that? Say no gossip, no more gossip. Say no more co-concern. Say no more fighting.
Yeah,
some people, somebody even come to church, but then you realize his voice is missing. I remember when we were in the classroom, one gentleman came to church and then he became angry. He said he will not come to church again. Why? Because he left his phone at the window and the phone has flown away.
The phone to window and the phone to.
Who took it? We don't know. I remember my former church, my pastor's wife's laptop was stolen in the service. Or some for your laptop. I saw it, baby, fine. Yeah, I saw him myself because I phone cried. It's very possible. Maybe that's not happened here before, but I've heard it in another church too. Ah, or something because I phone you on stage. Oh, yeah. I've been here. You're not doing one instrumentalist to real. Oh, yeah. It is Michael who even told me the story. Yes. So it's possible. What it means is that in Nipa, and they were sorry. It will beat me. Yeah, but anybody that was serious. Do you get it? That is why we must forgive each other. So that we can continue to come to church. So that we can continue to serve God. Otherwise, you stop the choir. Because someone will offend you. You stop the ashes. In a way you didn't like. One of the signs of true Christians is love. Was the only reason why you remained in good health. So, clap your church.
Thank you.
Am I speaking?
Yes.
The third thing is that it validates our love for God. It is what shows that we love God. If someone says, I love God and hates his brother, he's a liar.
So we can't do it.
1 John 4:20. How can you love your brother? How can you love God you can't see and love your brother and you do not love your brother?
The Bible said, I also do not want to go time.
It's not true.
Then
you can't say you love God when you hate your brother. Because your love for your brother is a reflection of your love for God. Some of you hate your father at home. You hate your father because your mother told you that your father is a bad man. Are you part of those people? Ask them, are you part? You hate your father because your mother told you that your father didn't like you people and in fact didn't send a grawanje. So you grew up hating your father. Or you grew up hating your mother. Wow. From today you are going to love them.
If you never do.
When you leave this place, you pick a phone and you call your father.
See, I'm a papa.
He said, our daddy, we flash you. That will be the day your father will say, hey, let me see why, neighbor. Your father will be excited. May that be your story. That's the only way you'll be blessed. Don't join your mother to fight your father. Don't join your father to fight your mother. You will not be blessed. When they were chopping their love, you were not there. So if they are fighting too, don't get involved. Are you getting what I'm saying? Some mothers are angry with me because of what I'm saying, but it's the truth.
It's
the truth. Love everybody. Even if they didn't take care of you. And forgive them. Because you love God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If how God loves his children and his creatures. Love his children. Love other human beings. Because you love God. Number four, it's a proof that we know God. If you love God, it's a sign that you know him. 1 John 4:7, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Everyone who loves knows God. So don't think that you know God because you come to church. It's how you love your neighbor. In your workplace, in the church, how you love yourself. That's what will show whether you know God or not. And then finally, number five, love is the ultimate proof of spiritual maturity. It's a sign that you are matured in the spirit. That's why you must love your neighbor. Because a tree cannot bear fruit unless it has matured, is it? And the Bible says in Galatians 5:22 that the fruit of the spirit is love. All the other things he mentioned, they are all in love. Joy is in love. Kindness is in love. Faithfulness is in love. If you love someone, you be faithful to the person. The fruits, the nine fruits that we mentioned, all the eight are in love. So actually, the fruit of the spirit is love. And when the love is there, all other things. So one way that we can know that you are spiritually mature in this church is when you are loving people. When you are loving people.
Amen. Amen.
Galatians 2:22. That is why 1 Corinthians 13. Verse 1, he says that even if you speak in tongues, said dieng, and you don't have love, you are nothing.
That's the unyoda.
If you can move mountains and you don't have love, you are nothing.
That's the
unyoda. No matter what you do, if you don't have love, you are a baby.
Say be baby now, be an infant. Say unyoda. We are from Christ.
From verse 4, look at what he said. He said love is kind. This is love. Love is kind. Love do not envy. It does not parade itself. It's not proud. All these, they are in love. So when you love your neighbor, you'll be kind to your neighbor. When you love your neighbor, you will not be proud. And when you walk in these days, Paul says that you are no longer a child. In verse 11 said, when I was a child, I spoke as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. Now he was talking about love. It is love. When love comes now, you stop talking the way you are talking. My dear, love will make you talk to your wife beautifully. Okay? Love will make you treat your husband in a nice way. Love will make you talk to people in the church in a good way. You not yell at people. You not insult people. You not be talking against people. You not be criticizing people. You not be gossiping about people. Because when you are a child, you speak like a child. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so let us walk in love. For love is the supreme sign that we are Christians. The last verse, he says that there abides faith, hope, and love, but the greatest is love. Three things abide. Verse 30. Faith.
Yes.
But these three, only love will abide. God is preparing you for heaven one day. But the true sign that you are going there is how you love people. The unbelievers, and especially the Christians, how you love your neighbor, how you love your brother. Let's help each other, okay? Let's be there for each other, okay? When you hear that someone doesn't have food to eat, try to feed the person, okay? When you hear that somebody needs help, try to be the one God who used to help the person, okay? Be the vessel of love.
Show be out. through your door.
Wave your hands and say, I'll be a vessel of love.
Himonsa, like I said, you'll be
a vessel of love. Wave it and say, I'll be a vessel of love.
Himonsa.
And clap your two hands together. Rise up to your feet. Rise up to your feet.
There is power in your name.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Reverend Prince Lai. If you have been blessed by this message and have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko, adjacent Best Point Savings and Loan, Odoko Market. For more information, please call 0543-248-982 or 0241-372-895. God richly bless you.